بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنه لعلم للساعة فلا تمترن بها واتبعون، هذا صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 61. Indeed, Jesus is a sign from the major signs of the hour, when he shall descend towards the end of time. So do not doubt the hour's occurrence, and follow me in whatever I have brought to you from Allah. This thing I have brought is the straight path, in which there is no deviance.
ولا يصدنكم الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
Verse number 62. And let Satan not turn you away from the straight path through his lure and deception. Indeed, he is an enemy whose enmity is clear.
ولما جاء عيسى بالبينات قال قد جئتكم بالحكمة ولأبين لكم بعض الذي تختلفون فيه فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
Verse number 63. After Isa, peace be upon him, brought clear signs of his messengership to his people, he said to them, I have brought wisdom to you from Allah, so that I can make clear to you some matters of your religion you differ in. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands, and refrain from that which He has prohibited. And obey me in whatever I command you with, and prohibit you from.
إن الله هو ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 64. Indeed, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. We have no Lord other than Him. So devote your worship to Him alone. This monotheism that I call you towards and devotion of worship to Allah is the straight path in which there is no deviance.
فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين ظلموا من عذاب يوم أليم.
Verse number 65. Then, groups of the Christians disagreed in regards to Isa. Some of them say, He is Allah, and some say, He is the Son of Allah, and others say, He and His mother are both deities. So woe be to those who oppress themselves by attributing Allahhood to Isa, or sonship, or saying that He is one of the Trinity. Woe be to them from a painful punishment that awaits them on the Day of Judgment.
هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
Verse number 66. These disputing parties, in regards to Isa, await nothing except the hour, which will come to them suddenly, whilst they do not even perceive its arrival. If it comes to them whilst they are upon disbelief, then their abode is a painful torment.
الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين.
Verse number 67. Those who befriend each other upon disbelief and deviance will be enemies to one another on the Day of Judgment, except for those who are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refrained from that which He has prohibited. Their friendship is everlasting and will not break.
يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون.
Verse number 68. Allah will say to them, O my servants, there is no fear upon you today in what you will face, nor will you grieve over what you lost out on from the good of the world.
الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين.
Verse number 69. Those who believed in the Quran, such was revealed upon the Messenger and were submissive to it, fulfilling its commands and refraining from things he did not allow.
ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون.
Verse number 70. Enter paradise. You and your equals in faith, you will be pleased with the everlasting blessings you will encounter, which shall not finish nor expire.
يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون.
Verse number 71. Their servants will roam among them with golden plates and handle-less cups. In paradise, there is whatever the hearts desire and the eyes are delighted with seeing. You will reside in it eternally.
وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون.
Verse number 72. That paradise I have described for you is the one I have made you inherit because of your deeds through my grace.
لكم فيها فاكهة كثيرة منها تأكلون.
Verse number 73. There are many fruits in it, for you which shall never finish, from which you can eat. Beneficial points. 1. The descension of Isa is one of the major signs of the hour. 2. Satan is an enemy of the children of Adam. 3. The friendship of the wrongdoers will break on the Day of Judgment, whilst the friendship of the Allah conscious will remain forever.
إن المجرمين في عذاب جهنم خالدون.
After Allah mentions the reward of the mindful, He then mentions the requital of their opposites, the criminals. He says, verse number 74. Indeed, the criminals who commit disbelief and sins will be in the punishment of hell on the Day of Judgment, wherein they shall remain forever.
لا يفتر عنهم وهم فيه مبلسون.
Verse number 75. The punishment will not be lessened for them. They will lose all hope in the mercy of Allah in it.
وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 76. I will not oppress them by entering them into the hellfire. Rather, they oppressed themselves by disbelieving.
ونادوا يا مالك ليقض علينا ربك قال إنكم ماكثون.
Verse number 77. They will call out to Malik, the gatekeeper of the hellfire, saying, O Malik, our Lord should make us die so that we are relieved of this punishment. Malik will answer them saying, You are to remain forever in the punishment. You will not die, nor will the punishment stop from you.
لقد جئناكم بالحق ولكن أكثركم للحق كارهون.
Verse number 78. Indeed, I brought the undisputed truth to you in the world, but the majority of you disliked the truth.
أم أبرموا أمرا فإنا مبرمون.
Verse number 79. So, if they plot against the Prophet, peace be upon him, and hatch an evil plan against him, I will indeed hatch a plan against them, which will be greater than theirs.
أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ
Verse number 80. Or, do they think that I do not hear their secrets, that they hide within their hearts, or those that they whisper to one another? Nay, I hear them all, and the angels with them write everything they do.
قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ
Verse number 81. O Messenger, say to those who attribute daughters to Allah, who is exalted greatly from their statement, if hypothetically Allah had a child, then I would be the first to worship that child.
سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون
Verse number 82. The Lord of the heavens, the earth, the throne, is pure of the statements of attributing partners, wives and children of these idolaters.
فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوْعَدُونَ
Verse number 83. So, O Messenger, leave them to continue in whatever falsehood they are engrossed in, and let them enjoy until they meet the day which they have been promised. They will soon know the outcome of their actions and regret it.
وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله وهو الحكيم العليم
Verse number 84 He, may he be glorified, is the true deity in the heavens and the true deity on earth, and he is the wise in his creation, decree and management, and knower of the conditions of his servants. None of them are hidden from him.
وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ
Verse number 85. Allah's goodness and blessings continue to increase, may He be glorified. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heaven and the earth. And whatever lies between them. And with him alone is the knowledge of the hour in which the day of judgment will occur. No one else knows it. And to him alone will you all return in the afterlife for accountability and requital.
ولا يملك الذين يدعون من دونه الشفاعة إلا من شهد بالحق وهم يعلمون
Verse number 86. Those deities that the idolaters worship instead of Allah are not able to intercede in front of Allah, except those that testify that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, whilst understanding their testimony, i.e., Isa, Uzair, and the angels.
من خلقهم ليقولن الله فأنى يؤفكون
Verse number 87 And if you ask them, who created you? They would definitely say, Allah created us. So how can they turn away from his worship after this acknowledgement?
وقيله يا رب إن هؤلاء قوم لا يؤمنون
Verse number 88 With Allah may he be glorified is the knowledge of the complaint of his messenger when they rejected him and his statement regarding them. O my Lord, indeed, these people are a nation that does not believe in what you sent me to take to them.
فاصفح عنهم وقل سلام فسوف يعلمون
Verse number 89 So ignore them, and say to them whatever repels their evil. This was in Mecca. They will soon realize what punishment they will face. Beneficial points. 1. The disbelievers will lose hope of ever coming out of the hellfire. 2. Disliking the truth is very dangerous. 3. The plots of the disbelievers turn on them, even if it be after a while. 4. The knowledge of the hour is exclusive to Allah. 5. The oneness in lordship necessitates oneness in Allahhood.